Croesar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips are usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode. This is episode two of the night, which usually means we're a bit tipsier. Although I've only had 2 pints so far. You've had a few more.
Is that it in total? Total of two.
I'm halfway through my third. So. I like to round down.
Good God. I'm on my first rum of the night, but my eighth drink of the night.
But is that
as I was telling you earlier. Yeah, so like in terms of pints, that'd be like 3 pints.
Yeah.
And I had a can of Smirnoff Ice, as I mentioned to you earlier, because my wife decided to...
I've never heard you call her your wife. That's the first time I've heard you say it.
That's an easy joke, isn't it?
Nice. That's the best way.
Sick reference.
It's such a sick reference. My wife.
It's subtle as well. Who's going to even know? Sorry, guys, you might not know that.
Oh, it's a Bo Rat. Thing, it's a film from like the early...
like a little indie film called Bo Rat.
Yeah.
With Sacha Baron Cohen, you know?
I miss comedies. Because they don't make comedies anymore. Do you know why? I was reading about this the other day. Sorry, this is slightly off topic for Welsh history, but comedies used to make most of their money on the DVD resales. They wouldn't really make as much money when the cinema came out. And now DVDs don't exist. We live in the streaming age. Comedies just don't make any money. So comedies being made for the cinema and stuff is just not a thing anymore. And I fucking miss them.
Not profitable.
I love a chuckle.
Can you think? I was just trying to think then. What's the last, like, proper funny thing we saw?
Jackass 5 was hilarious, but it wasn't.
Jackass 5 was brilliant.
But it's not really a comedy.
That was like a. No, that's like a just a landmark film, I'd say. Maybe that Freaky with Vince Vaughn had the old.
Yeah,
there's
a horror comedy.
That was good.
That was fucking
hilarious
as well. Yeah,
we did laugh our asses off at that.
But that's the only way you get comedy now, is the shit bits of horrors.
Yeah.
We should go cinema,
I
by
think
the
you're
way.
Right.
I miss going cinema together.
Should
we do that
soon? We need to go and do something. Let's pencil that in. That's not for the pod, but yeah, we should pencil that in.
But what is for the pod? We're going on a mega all-day Saturday, and this is just if you're ready for the weekend, or getting ready for the weekend, or you want to feel a bit pepped up, how good is an all-day with your friends who you don't get to see as much anymore because life's in the way? It's just fucking so buzzing for it. Just picturing that first pint.
The vibe on the WhatsApp group is palpable at the moment.
We're on Tuesday. We got a few more days to go, and everyone's getting pepped up a little bit more. It's more active than it normally might be, and it's that like you go picture that first few pints. So maybe if like three of you get there first, you have a pint together, maybe with a bit of breakfast, and then someone else rocks up, and you're like, "Oh yeah!" That excitement when someone else gets into the fold, and then
the
two people turn up at once.
Just our normal friend turns up and everyone goes, "Oh, there he is."
He goes, I just love it. I fucking love that shit, mate. Oh, sorry.
Dan the dog. What a dog.
He's a dog, Craig. He's a dog. Oh, Big Rad. He's a dog. Dog. And you know what I mean? It's buzzing. But because we're old and we're not as good as we were at drinking, we have to strategize it. Like we were planning... like military planning when we're going to have food and stuff, because sometimes we used to just never eat what's on an all day, and you learn that just is, that means your all day only lasts
with it when you're in your 20s, but fuck it, now you're in your 30s, no chance. We were talking about it earlier. We do an annual trip to Dublin, and we went last year, and I really thought it was going to be our swan song, like we'd never go again, because I reckon we were all going to be like, we can't hack anymore, whatever. But we absolutely turned up for it, and we had like little intersections of scoffing, didn't we? Like little meals, like throughout the day to perk us back up, soak up the alcohol. And we went from like 4 a.m. airport pints to like 12, midnight, 1, 2 or something like that the next day.
Oh, well, the last day
we couldn't believe it.
We had breakfast airport food, but also top tip for you. If you're flying from Bristol, you can do their like their lounge thing, which is really not that expensive. It's like 30 quid maybe.
And you get quid a person, yeah.
Unlimited booze, unlimited food. Like you're spending 30 quid just getting a couple of pints at the airport.
And so no queues. And no queues. So just
it's fucking
do it.
Amazing. Do it. So we did that. Double breakfast, lots of beers. And then, like, we had food throughout the day, like, in some, like, pubs or whatever, like making sure we did eat, which we normally don't do. And the last thing I remember, I was in an Italian restaurant at 5 to 12, and we had, like, 4 bottles of wine between 3 of us, and we'd lost most of the other people at the party, and they brought our pizzas out, which was, like, pepperonis and, like, whatever. And they're like, oh, you're going to have to eat this really fast, so we'll box it for you. And I was like, oh, no, we can eat really fast. And I got loads of salt. Because I'm a fucking animal, I put loads of salt on this pepperoni. And I'm obsessed with salt.
I always do that. Putting enough salt on the fucking pepperoni to make it, like, shrink up.
Well, the waiter just took the pizza off me and put it in a box. We had to go. I insulted him so much. It's like, no,
you're not responsible enough. You've missed out because you obviously don't know how to do it.